This recording, Russia 29, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kid and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of food and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Karma, Karma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for her name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered an ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Hello, I was born in a small town in Rostov-on-Don district, and my favorite hobby was and still is reading. I'm a psychologist, and all what I do at work is trying to study something new about our human nature. What about my family? They're usual workers on factory, and all what they do is trying to give me some education, at least for the last 5 or 10 years. I'm appreciated for that. I worked as a psychologist almost 6 years. It's hard to explain your life when almost all of it was work and education. English, maybe that topic will be interesting. I've been learning it for almost 4 years. And again, it was only out of books in English. That was my goal. Some of my friends told me then that books without translation would be much interesting. Now I can say that's true claim on the both sides of it, either their quality or variety. That's great.
Что сказать обо мне? Родился в Ростовской области. Детство было не из легких, приходилось тяжко. 90-е как раз были в разгаре. Помню, как больше полугода зарплаты не видели. Меня всегда просили учись, то я выучился на свою голову. Хотя, честно сказать, мне это очень нравилось. Школу почти не прогуливал, даже подростковые годы. Хотел быть юристом, понял, что это скучно, пошел психологом. Мне тогда сказали, что там главное с людьми уметь нормально разговаривать. Это оказалось абсолютно не так, но было интересно тогда, интересно сейчас. Работал я в клиниках, работал я вне клиник. После этого начинаешь понимать, что часто люди боятся, волнуются, что у них проблемы с головой, хотя у них все хорошо. Всегда больше образования в массы. Когда-нибудь, надеюсь, буду преподавать в университете, но только при наличии хорошей практики, чтобы было что студентам рассказывать.